This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmland values have risen sharply in recent years, but only in certain parts of the country. The Economists at Agricultural Economic Insights compiled numbers to find out where the biggest changes have taken place. David Widmar of AEI says they put together the changes in farmland values across rural America between 2020 and 2022.
There's sort of a bullseye when you look at the middle of the country. Kansas stands out, 42% increase in cropland values over those 2 years. That's a huge change in equity, a huge change in asset values. And then as you work your way out of Kansas, we see big changes in Nebraska and in South Dakota as well, also Iowa. And then we see the rest of the Corn Belt.
Widmar says farmland values increased at a much smaller rate in other parts of the country, like parts of the Southwest and the Southeast. But he says, looking back over the last 10 years, the increase in farmland values accelerated from 2020 to 2022.
Those farmland values have gone up over the last decade, but most of those appreciations have occurred in the last 2 years. And so that differential, I think, is what's surprising. Even when you move around the Great Plains, so we had 7.9% in South Dakota, we have 3.7% in Texas. And so, yes, agriculture is different. Yes, the geography is different, but you can see some pretty big differences just moving around states that maybe are neighbors or maybe seem like they'd be in a similar region.
That's David Widmar of Agricultural Economic Insights. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.